Shake free hands and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. Precious name of Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 7. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. It's too high for a fool. I'm speaking on the subject, hindrances to wisdom. Our objective is, as it is, understanding the things that hinder access to wisdom, particularly divine wisdom. Wisdom is too high for a fool. That is, the way of wisdom is beyond the reach of the fool. It's beyond the reach of the fool. That is, the fool is never willing to do what it takes to arrive at wisdom. So he remains perpetually in the realm of foolishness. What are the hindrances to wisdom? Number one, the wrong company. The company of the mindless. The company of the careless. The company of the thoughtless. It's a company where wisdom is impossible. Proverbs 13:20, popular scripture. A companion of fools, 14:20, a companion of fools. Let's read that one as well. Wise friends make you wise, but you hurt yourself by going around with fools. You hurt yourself by going around with fools. The quality of your friends show us the quality of your mind. The kind of person you marry actually shows how you are thinking. Very important. Nobody can arrive at wisdom with the wrong company. Number two is failure of observation. Failure. Having eyes that look but see nothing. There are people whose eyes look but see nothing. Failure to learn the lessons that life presents. Failure to learn from the university of the universe. The wisest man that lived, his name was Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32 showed that Solomon observed everything. He spoke 3,000 proverbs. His songs were 1,005. And he spoke of trees. So he observed trees. From the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even to the high sop that springeth out of the wall. He spoke of beasts. He spoke of fowl. He spoke of creeping things. He spoke of fishes. He observed these things and learned from them. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. It says to us, Proverbs 20, verse 12. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord made them both. The purpose of the ear is to hear, and the purpose of the eye is to see. Situations communicate revelations. Our conditions carry instructions. If only we can meet, if we can match it with observation. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. Behold, that is, I looked. Next verse. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in his hand, the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me. While he was observing the potter, he began to receive instruction. While he was observing the potter, he began to receive revelation. Many people are seeing things but hearing nothing. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to 33. He said, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man that is void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nestles covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw, I considered it well, I looked upon it and I received instruction. That is the way of wisdom. You see, you went to the hospital setting, you looked around, you received some instructions. You see vehicular movement on the road, you received instruction. You see the way a man and his wife conducted themselves, you received instruction. There are so many people, days are passing, but they are seeing nothing. There are people who are literally in the midst of information, in the midst of instruction, they saw nothing. One of the reasons why I permanently carry a pen and a notebook, a jotter, is because I'm ready to write down anything, anytime, including at the traffic junction. I've received instructions. You have heard many messages here. That was instruction I received while I was at a traffic junction. Somebody say a loud amen. Your little child can teach you something. Your little baby can give instruction. While you watch how even the animals in your house, how they function, you can see something that can change your life. Hallelujah. failure of observation. Number three is failure to learn from instructive experiences of life. Instructive experiences of life. And this includes many things. The experiences of our life are meant to communicate wisdom. Learning by experience is not the best way to learn, but it is a way. For example, you don't need to put your leg on fire for your leg to be burnt before you can know that fire can burn leg. But that is still a lesson. We are talking about people who fail to learn from history, either their own history or the history of another. Because failure to learn from history is what makes history to be repeated. Those who don't learn from history repeat history, either their own or others. Failure to learn from negative or even positive past experiences. Failure to learn. You were in a relationship with a man. Before you knew it, you compromised in one way or the other. And the man walked away from you. Then you stepped into another relationship. And you cannot remember what made this one to fail. And you repeated it. Failure to learn from negative past experiences. And those who don't learn from the past can never have a future. At times, negative past experiences are hurting experiences. Experiences that give you pain and hurt. Benjamin Franklin once said, that the things that hurt instruct. There is instruction from frustration. Anything that ever gave you pain was saying something that you never heard. Anything that ever gave you, that ever hurt you, said something. Hypertensive headache is saying something. It's not saying that I should take paracetamol or just take a drug that will make the headache disappear. No, you say something. You say there is a blood pressure that must be crushed down if the headache must stop. Am I communicating? When we learn from instructive experiences, then it is possible not to make the same mistake even once. And the same mistake even once mean when you see somebody make a mistake and you learn from that person's mistake, then you don't make it anymore. Am I communicating? John chapter 5 verse 14, when a man was healed, Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, you are made whole, sin no more. Don't repeat what brought the situation upon you. Don't repeat it in case a worse thing will happen to you. Don't repeat what negative thing ever happened to you. Don't repeat it anymore. Don't repeat it. Colossians chapter 3 verse 7 to 8. In the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them. But now you have put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filth, communication out of your mouth. You've put them off. You walked in time past, but you have changed. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 3 to 4, talking about the things of the past. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, abominable idolatries,
wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. You walked in these things in time past. You learned from them. People cannot walk in wisdom when they fail to learn from his instructive experiences of the past. Somebody say amen. Is God speaking to anybody here at all tonight? Number four is an over-congested life and mind is a hindrance to wisdom. When life, that is a life that is an over-congested life and mind, a life that is too busy to pay attention to anything, a life that is drawn in too many directions, a life that is literally on autopilot. There are those given to extreme over-socializations. They are in all locations. They are everybody's friend. Not that you should be everybody's enemy, but no time for themselves, no time for their lives. There is a connection between separation and discretion. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. It said, through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. He seeks, he intermeddles. Genesis 24:63. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes. He went out into the field. There is a song we sang some time ago, Time Alone With You. Time Alone With You. I'd like you to remember and pull out that song maybe by night vigil. Do you remember the... I can't even remember it now. Time alone with you.
There is nothing I hold Lord, like time alone with you.
Is that something like that? Take it. The songs are so many, we have to be remembering the melodies.
What can span?
Time alone.
The reason why we have to pull out these songs over and over again so that none of them be lost. Over congested mind, over congested life makes instruction to pass you without notice. Things pass. Observations that are meant to be. You didn't see them. How many of you have ever been in a hurry sometime? And somebody you know passed, you didn't see him. Until the person pulled your attention, say, "Hello, John. You see me, you are passing me. So sorry, I didn't see you." That is what happens when the mind is congested over and life is congested. You are not seeing nothing. You are learning nothing. Especially when the mind becomes dominated with worry, dominated with anxiety, dominated with the cares and the concerns of this life. Learning nothing. Wisdom is impossible. My counsel is, no matter, I have a very congested schedule, very, very, very busy schedule, yet I slow down. Somebody say, when? The thought that flows from the last point, failure to engage the thought or to engage the mind, failure to think deliberately, failure to reason logically. Are the product of meditation. You want to harvest ideas, give room to thought. You want to harvest solutions, give room to meditation. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5 said, "Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water. A man of thought will pull it out. A man of understanding will pull it out." Acts chapter 10 verse 19, as Peter thought on the vision, the Holy Ghost said, the Spirit said, God speaks to those who think. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 says, "Come, let us reason together." It is those who employ the reason that can change their season. Reason. That is, you sat down. I need to move from point A to point B. What do I do, Lord? Spirit of God. 1, 2, 3, 4. Where do I start from? 1. That is, you engage the thought. When people fail to do that, there is no government job, I cannot get employed with any organization, will I remain like this? What do I do to move from here? I try to go here, they say bring bribe. I can't be involved in bribery like that. I can be a billionaire without bribing nobody. What do I do to start? Do you know that there are people who have no business bribing nobody who are billionaires in this world?
I think the number one billionaire in the world, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, I'm sure he's still there. He had no physical shop where he was selling anything. From the internet. Facebook founder created a platform where people can waste their time. And waste money. And then you spend money on data. See your face, you see my face. And became a billionaire neatly. At an early age of 20-something. He's not near 40 yet. Somebody is saying he's 35 years. Somebody is saying 1984. I have almost finished secondary school at that time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't have anything against government job. But those who have done government job and finished government job, ask them, how is it? Call it job security. Oh, you have pension, you have a gratuity. Still find out how much it is. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Failure to engage the mind. Number six, failure to upgrade, failure to acquire information. Failure to acquire information, and that is in bracket knowledge. What I mean by that is the failure to upgrade mentality by information. Failure to renovate mentality. The refusal to learn. The refusal to improve or upgrade. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5 said, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. He shall learn and he shall hear and increase learning. Proverbs 23:23 said, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom, instruction, understanding. Continuously acquire information, improve your information base, your knowledge base, whatever it is. Spiritual information, financial information, and then information in the area of your pursuit in life. Three informations are relevant. The informations about your spiritual life, spiritual information, financial information, career information. You cannot be a medical doctor and don't do refresher course. You can't. Every pilot is meant to go for a refresher, a retraining for maybe, I think, once in 6 months. If your license should be current. Please understand that knowledge is the base for wisdom. Information is the bedrock of wisdom. Information is the base. What word can I use? Is the base, is the raw material of wisdom. Because wisdom is the profitable application of knowledge. Applying knowledge profitably. So, To be counted wise, you must first and foremost be knowledgeable, loaded with information, scriptural and revelational information, financial information. The second is the failure of observation. The third is failure to learn from instructive experiences of life, number four, an over-congested life and mind, number five, failure to engage the thought, number six, failure to acquire information or knowledge, and number seven, the absence of meekness, inability to learn, arrogance is a major identity of the fool. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3. Arrogance. He doesn't know and he will not ask. Sorry, Proverbs chapter. All right, in the mouth of the foolish. Go ahead. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. An easy way to know a fool is to identify him with pride. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. Too big to learn, so he becomes too small to lead. Can't ask questions. I mean, he claims, he feels that he knows everything. In the book of James chapter 3 verse 13, Bible said, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of his good conversation or character his works with meekness of wisdom. You know the wise by their meekness. They are chronic learners. They are question askers. They ask. It may be a child. It may be a baby. It may be anybody. They ask. They ask questions. Somebody say amen. I ask people who are above me questions. I ask people who are at my level questions. I ask people who are both younger in age and younger in every experience. I ask them questions. I'm not claiming anything other than to explain what I mean by examples. I've asked people ministry questions, musical questions, questions in every realm. Hallelujah. Where I vowed certain vows that my upgrowing experience can never be that of my children. My mama's experience can never be my wife's. Just made some decisions at a very early age and stuck to it. Hallelujah. My wife said when she was finished secondary school and was about to step into the university, she saw some young girls misbehaving before then. She saw how some young girls were trying to misbehave in order to get favor and get admission. And she made up her mind that she would be brainy enough to need nobody's favor to get admission or to get anywhere in life. I will be brainy and intelligent enough. And that was what happened. To need nobody's favor. Hallelujah. I told our people, I say, whatever we need to do, whether it's documentation-wise and otherwise, do everything as you should, so that there is no need to beg anybody for favor and for anybody to corner you into a bribe. Hallelujah. Inventory your life and find out what is in my history that must not be repeated in my destiny. Inventory your life and find out what hurting experiences have I passed through that give me instructions. Am I communicating? If somebody gave you water to drink, and you put that water on the ground,
and dog drank the water and the dog died. What does that say to you? There was charm in the water, poison in the water. Huh? All right. Question number two. When you see that person next time, what will you do? You give him distance. Question number three. As a true child of God, are you meant to have unforgiveness with that person? You forgive him, right? Number four. You have forgiven him. If he gives you a cup of water next time, what do? Why are you saying no? Have you not forgiven him? You are forgiving, but wisdom demands. You are forgiving him, you have nothing against him, but wisdom demands that when you see him with water next time, don't be thirsty. You see, that is why people confuse their lives. You say, oh, Bible said this, and no. It doesn't stop you. You are forgiving very well. But you walk with wisdom. You walk with wisdom. You walk with wisdom. And God is the all-wise God. And he will clap for you for walking with wisdom. A so-called friend nearly put you into trouble. Only God brought you out of the trouble. You almost went to prison, but you came out. Next time you say, come, my friend, let's go on the journey. And then you went, right? That one is not only prison. In our village, they used to say, if you enter prison next time, the kind of chain they will give you is on the neck. Neck chain, neck. For the second time, it will never be your portion. I see a baptism of wisdom, a baptism of help, a baptism of grace, a baptism of mercy, a new door, a new season, new grace and new help. Lift up your hands and your voice and let's appreciate him for answer to prayers. Go on, appreciate him, go on, appreciate him, go on, appreciate him, go on, appreciate him, go on, appreciate him. Go on, worship him, go on, honor him, go on, adore him. Go on, magnify his holy name. He is the El Shaddai, the Elion. Father, we thank you for this moment. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your faithfulness. 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 Rofeka Mekadesh, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and your voices as you pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I come before you today as I ask for your help on my journey of wisdom. I receive total deliverance from the wrong company. Help me, Lord, to overcome failure of observation. Give me eyes that see in the name of Jesus. Help me to learn from the things of my past that I need to learn from. Help me with a decongested mind, a decongested life. Help me, Lord, to engage my thought productively. Help me, Lord, never to be satisfied, to continuously acquire information. Help me, Lord. Deliver me from the spell of pride, the spirit of pride. I receive deliverance. I receive liberty from pride. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and your voice and speak to God. Mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus. Lift up those hands high. Father, we give you the praise. Thank you for your deliverance of our lives from the way of foolishness. Thank you for the way of wisdom. Once again, we take tonight this tonic of wisdom and receive it from your hands, trusting you for total deliverance from every spell of foolishness, every spell of stupidity. Total deliverance. We receive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. While we are in this climate, in this atmosphere, I would like everyone who is here tonight in need of surrender, forgiveness of sins, your same pastor, the Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I want to walk in the practicality of that fear of God. And I need help from God to walk in that fear. You will carry your Bibles, you carry your bags, and quickly step to the front here, and I will pray for you. I'll give you the count of seven, and the communion will take their position right now. It's the tonic of wisdom. I want to hand my life to God, you are saying. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. Quickly do so.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord. Everybody sing, Lord. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you. Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody sing.
Lord, I
give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I live for you.
I live for you.
Communion, lift it up. Those that are in the front, I'll pray for them, and then you give them their own. Place your right hand on your chest, those in the front, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I receive forgiveness, Lord, for my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, the help to live for you, I receive it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. Help from above is released upon you. Mercy from above.